Well, tonight I want to talk to you. It's on the topic of spiritual growth, and the title of my message tonight would be, I would say, keep on going. There's times when you just don't want to keep on going. You know, sometimes you just want to stop and settle where you're at and just nest. Hang out here for a little bit, you know. This is a cozy spot, you know. Turn over in your Bibles, and we'll put our text up, and we'll look at this again, but Philippians chapter 3. It says, "Now, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead." A lot of times we don't forget about the past, and we spend more times looking in the rearview mirror than we do looking forward. And so we can kind of get ourselves off track a little bit. And so tonight we're going to talk a little bit about this, is keep on moving. Let's not stay where we're at. Let's not go in reverse. Let's not keep looking at the things that happened back then. But we got a bright and shiny future that we're going to step out into. Amen? I mean, we're going into some new stuff and some new exciting things. You know? You know, God is up to something big here in Thunder Bay, and especially here at Faith City Church. I mean, we're going to see some cool things take place here in the near future. You know, I'm prophesying here now. I'm telling you how it is. Amen? We're going to see some cool stuff. We're going to see life change and transform on a scale that we never thought possible. Amen? We're going to see the community reached in ways that we never thought possible. We're going to think outside the box. Amen? Amen? Amen?
Amen.
There we go. I'll get you. Now, moving forward can be a very exciting and a very scary thing at the same time. If you ever come across, you know, a scenario in your life to where, like, you were stepping out into the great unknown. You didn't know what was next. You know, it's like you're leaving the comfort of what you know and you're getting ready to step out into something new. Anybody ever experienced that? Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's a few monumental times in my life that I can name. One was moving from Newfoundland to Oklahoma. You know, another time was moving from Oklahoma to Thunder Bay. Another time was when I first became a parent, you know. That was monumental. You know, that's still uncharted waters, man. You know? And so there's different things in life that we come across, different monumental things that, you know, stepping out of that is kind of crazy. You really don't know how it's going to end up or what it looks like, you know? But you see, the thing is that those of us that belong to Christ, we really don't have anything to be afraid of. Amen? Because he is a lamp unto our feet. He directs our steps. He shows us, leads us, and guides us in the way that we're supposed to go. Amen? See, a lot of times we think that we're supposed to be out there trying to figure out our next step and our next position and what we're supposed to be doing next all by ourselves, right? But no, we got a GPS built in, God's positioning system, right? God takes us and uses us and shows us and directs us on where to go, you know? On our phones, we got that little app, you know, the Maps app, and if you're not sure where you're going, you type in your address, and man, I love that thing. You know, sometimes it yells at me because I go the wrong way. So does my wife, but that's okay. You know? Sorry. But, you know, when you're being led by the Lord, he's not going to lead you astray. In most cases, the reason I go off on a wrong turn somewhere is because I'm not paying attention to the instruction. Right? And so a lot of cases, you know, we get ourselves into trouble because we're not paying attention. Amen? Some time ago, I heard a quote, and it was stated, if you're not advancing, you're retreating. And that kind of gets me thinking a little bit, is that I know in my life, I want to be moving ahead. I don't want to be the same as I was yesterday. I want to be better than I was yesterday. And I want to be better tomorrow than what I am today. Right? I want to be further ahead, you know? I want to be wiser. I want to be, you know, smarter. I want to be healthier. I want to be, you know, more prosperous than what I was 10 years ago. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, this is the thing. Is there's a natural progression. Excuse me. You know, there's a natural progression for things in life to move forward, to grow, to increase, you know, to learn, to be fruitful. But we sometimes slow that down or make it stagnant and make it stop because we choose to stop moving forward. And unfortunately, you know, we might think that we're in a safe, comfortable place, but really, if we're not growing, you know, you're really not staying in one spot. You're a sitting duck. And that's a very dangerous place to be. Because then, you know, you're in that place to where anything can come at you. And you're setting yourself up for failure. I don't know about you, but, you know, I want to be moving ahead. Every day I want to grow. Every day I want to, you know, get further ahead in my life, be more successful. Amen. Now keep this in mind as well, is that no matter what is happening around us, you know, we keep going. No matter what the situation might be saying, we still keep pushing forward, you know? And like our text there in Philippians 3:13 says, "Now, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead." Guys, we got a lot to look forward to what lies ahead. You might not realize it right now, but your future is bright. Amen? If you got God on the inside, come on, you got a bright future. Scripture tells us all about all the blessings and all the benefits that we have because we are in Him. Amen? Because we are in Christ. We belong to Him. We are connected to Him. Whatever God gave to Jesus, we have also. Amen? And so therefore, if Jesus got it, that means we have it. So to me, that tells me that I'm not supposed to just stay here in this one spot, but I'm supposed to be continually going after the things of the Lord. Amen. And let me tell you something. There's no one in here has achieved it yet. No one has got it all yet. You know? Every year, every day, every hour, we can get something new. We can keep moving forward. You know? Miss Grace, you've been in church a long time. Have you reached it yet? No. And you're still learning and still growing, right? My goodness, that's awesome, you know? She's still moving forward, and she's a pillar of the church, praise God. But, you know, she's a very humble lady, and she's learning, she's growing, man. And Lord's got still big plans for her. He's not done with you yet. Amen? You got a lot more people to mentor yet, a lot more people to minister to, a lot more praying to do yet, amen? That's good. So tonight I just want to mention a few keys for us to keep in mind about moving forward, to help us, you know, not or stop looking behind, stop thinking about, oh, how woe is me, I've messed up, I've done this, I've made a mistake, or, you know, oh, I'm just going to settle here, I'm fine here. I'm okay with being okay. But I want to talk about a few important keys about moving forward. The first key I want to talk about tonight is learn to forgive. Learn to forgive. That is something that a lot of people struggle with, you know? Don't stay bound to hurts, resentments, and grudges. Those things are life killers. They will slow down your production. They will get inside you, and they will make you rot. It will stop the things that God has for you because you're putting a blockage up, because you're holding on to things that you should not be holding on to. Now, I'm sure at some point in our lives, at one point or another, we've held on to unforgiveness or, you know, regrets or things that's not so nice. And it starts, you know, bugging you a little bit, you know. And all of a sudden, these instances and these scenarios, they start eating you out and they start really bugging you and, you know, to the point where it can become consuming when all you think about is that bad situation that took place. Well, psychiatrists in the world even state that unforgiveness keeps us in chains from letting us go free and moving forward. So if the world even says that holding on to unforgiveness and grudges and resentments and hurts will hold you back in life, how much more is the Bible going to reinforce that? And it's true. Because the Bible talks about, you know, unforgiveness and how it can hold us back. It says if we don't forgive others, how is the Lord, our God, supposed to forgive you? Right? So unforgiveness is a huge stumbling block and is something that needs to be dealt with. Amen? So we got to do something about that. Turn over your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 to 32 in the New Living Translation. It says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you." Right there in Scripture, it shows us very clearly, you know, that we're supposed to get rid of some things. Get rid of bitterness. You know, get rid of rage. But what they cut me off when I was driving. You know, they messed up my order in Tim Horton's lineup. All right, settle down, Hulk. All right, settle down a little bit, you know. Harsh words and slander. You know, it's easy to use harsh words with somebody. You know, to think, to belittle somebody or say something not so nice. You know, as well as all types of evil behavior. Rooting for the Montreal Canadiens, that's evil. Oh, sorry, Jerry. Now, you've case in point. I love you, Jerry. Me and Jerry were always poking at each other, you know, always. And I love Jerry, man. You know, he's a great guy, except for the fact that he's a Montreal fan. That's weak. But we're praying for you, buddy. We're praying for you. And Timmy's praying for you, too. But Timmy, you know what? Okay, guys, off topic. I'm sorry. I got to tell you this. Timmy is starting to root for the Toronto Maple Leafs. I blame this on Pastor Roma. I really do. You see my little Timmy? If you've seen him at Trunk or Treat, what hat did he have on? Toronto Maple Leafs. I felt like crying. That's okay. It's okay. I forgive. There's no bitterness or rage in my heart tonight. I've moved on. I'm moving forward. Amen. Forgiving by faith, not by emotion, and loving those who harmed us, we must make the choice that we're going to do good. We need, you know, we've all at some point or another have been, you know, hurt by somebody or been offended by somebody or someone said something to us. But how we handle that situation, if we move on from that or whatever, is up to you. You know, it's up to me if I want to hold on to something. And there have, like I said, I'm being honest here, you know. You better be honest, you're in church. But, you know, I'm being honest here and saying that there has been times in my life when it's been hard to let it go. Anyone else experienced that? You've been hurt by somebody or, you know, someone's offended you or said something to you? And it's like, man, you know, you got to let it go, right? And it's hard to let it go. And sometimes you just want to hold on to it and you want to stay mad at that person for whatever reason. You know what I'm talking about? You ever feel like, I don't want to forgive them. I'll never forgive them. You know? So mad at them. How can they say that? They've said this to me. They treated me like this. They done that. Yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. So what? You've never messed up either? You know? It's like you haven't offended anybody. You haven't said something. You know? Come on now. But we're supposed to learn how to forgive. Amen. When we hold on to unforgiveness, it's like dropping a huge anchor over the side of our life. If you've ever been out in a boat and you've put an anchor out, what does it do? It holds the boat in place. It stops it. It slows it down from moving. You know? Not very effective if you're trying to go from point A to point B and you leave your anchor in the water and it's hooked up solid. You ain't moving. You know? And it slows down your progression. You're not going to be able to do what you need to do. Well, it's the same thing with unforgiveness. Is that if you hold on forgiveness, it's going to cause a major traffic jam in your life. And that you're not going to be able to receive and reach the benefits that God has for you. And you're actually cutting yourself off from the life flow of God. You know, you're causing hindrances to come in and you're going to miss out on a whole bunch of stuff. Amen? There's people that are missing out on the blessings of God right now because they're holding on to unforgiveness, grudges, and hurt in their life. And that is very sad. So that's a big thing that we need to learn to deal with. And how do we deal with that? Well, Scripture tells us to cast all of our cares unto the Lord. And then in our Scripture verse that we just looked at here anyway, you know, it says, get rid of bitterness. Throw it away. Forgive somebody, even if you don't feel like it. Sometimes, you know, you don't feel like forgiving, but you do it anyhow. Because we don't go by how we feel now, do we? We're not ruled by our emotions. Because I think if most of us, you know, tonight, if we were ruled by our emotions, we'd be already cuddled up with a warm cup of tea, sat on the couch with a blankie, you know, wrapped in our Snuggie somewhere, watching a Disney movie or something. I don't know. Whatever you do when you're wants to cuddle, you know? But instead, no, you put away your emotions and the way you feel, you know? And you've come out to church and you made that stand and made that decision that you're going to come out and do something. Amen? And see, that's our mindset is that you need to put away the feelings, put away the emotions, because we don't go by that, but we go by the Word of God, and we act on our faith. We do not act on our emotions. So easy to, but we're not supposed to. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Learn to forget is the second key. Many are held back by the bitter past or by the good old days. I've heard that many times. All the good old days. Back in the day, man, things were so good. You know, this was happening, that was happening. Or I've also heard people say, man, back in the day, things were rough. And, you know, I can't believe I've done that and I've done this. And, you know, I'm still can't get over what took place there. And it's like, man, you know, it's time to move on. It's time to put away those things. And, you know, yeah, you hear about people talk about the good old days as well. And then when they talk about the good old days, it's like, okay, well, what about now? Now could be even better, right? You know, you read about it, and even I find in Christian circles as well, you talk about all the mighty moves of God, the good old days, you know. But what about now? God hasn't changed, has he? No, he's still the same. Scripture tells us God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? The big difference is us and what we want to do with that, you know. Are we willing to jump in and get in on it and get, you know, get ourselves loosened up in the things of God, or are we just going to be, whatever. It's nice. I'm okay where I'm at. You know? No, I don't know about you, but I am not content anymore. I don't want to be content anymore. You know? It's so easy to fall into that trap of being content and just be like, this is okay. But see, God has better than okay. God has absolutely amazing. Actually, the scripture uses the word abundant. Right? I don't know about you, but I like that word abundant because that means more than enough. You know, and when you have more than enough, Scripture also tells us out of an abundance we can give. So when you got more than enough, you can give out of an abundance. You got more. You can spread it around. Give it out. You're not going to be in lack. You're not wanting. You're not wondering. You're not stressing out. You have it and more besides. I like having more. Anyone else in here like to have more? You like to have those blessings? You like to have those benefits? Come on now. You know, you go, and it's nice to go look at your bank account and be like, oh, wow, I got some few bucks in there. Praise Jesus. Or, you know, you go to the fridge and you open up the fridge door and there's food in there. Praise God, you know. I even like going, I'm able to give stuff to people. You know, that's my favorite thing is when you're able to give stuff, you know. That's a good thing. Amen. Turn back over to Philippians 3:13. Let's look at this scripture again. Is this okay tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, good. Just checking in, making sure. If it's not, well, too bad. You're going to listen anyway. Philippians 3:13, New Living Translation says, now, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. See, an important part of moving forward is forgetting what happened, you know, in the negative context, the things that are holding us back. A lot of us are living in the past, and we're afraid to step out into the future. It's so easy to be like, well, this is the way we used to do it. Okay, how's that working for you today? Well, you know, things is not really, you know, the way it used to be, and things have changed, and, you know, it's just not the same. Well, exactly, because you need to keep up. You need to change. You need to move forward. You need to grow. My dad just changed the brakes on his truck. Okay? But now what if he just would have kept those old brakes on there for as long as he held the truck? Wouldn't be much longer. He'd have no brakes. But I just want to hold on to them. It's, you know, it's the brakes. You know, they're on the truck. They're part of the truck. It's the good old brakes. You know, they've been on there, and they stopped me before. Yeah, well, they've wore out. They've changed. Something happened. Times have changed now, okay? We need to move forward. Now you need to put those new ones on, which he did, praise Jesus. Now it stops. It's a miracle. You know, you got to do those things. You got to update those things. The gospel never changes. The word of God never changes. Hallelujah. God never changes. But sometimes we have to keep up, you know, and keep moving forward so that we can, you know, reap the benefits of what lies ahead. And God has a big plan, And if we keep going forward and keep going after that plan, he's going to reveal another piece of the plan to us, another piece of the plan to us, and you start realizing it's a massive plan. It's like a puzzle, you know? When you get a puzzle and you put it together and you get one piece, two piece, three piece, and as you go, and all of a sudden you start seeing this whole thing take shape, and it's this beautiful picture, you know, and the more you get in there, the more you can see it. Well, it's the same thing with this, is the more we move forward in Christ, the more we see the picture, you know, and the more we get exploring, the further ahead we go, the more we see, the bigger it grows, the more it grows, the more we see, it gets so big. Man, it's exciting to move forward. This is a choice that you have to make. God is not in the business of memory loss. So God is not going to make you, you know, forget about the past. And I'm not saying, you know, because we can learn from our past about the things that we've done and that we don't do again, or things that were successful in the past, and we chalk it up to education, we learn it, we apply it, and, you know, praise God. But now we move forward. And if we hold on to things that were negative now in our past, well, that's, like I said, that's that anchor that's holding us back, that we can't move forward. So forget about those things. We have to make the conscious decision to forget about that stuff from way back when that we might have done. Because the devil, the enemy, he's going to try and bring up things from your past and create this sin consciousness inside of you. And he's going to try and make you stumble and fail and be like, look what you did. You're worthless. You're trash. I can't believe you did that. You know, and he's going to be whispering those things in your ear and reminding you, constantly reminding you that, you know, you're a failure because look what you did back then. But ladies and gentlemen, if we've accepted Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior, hasn't all those things been washed away? Come on now. See, the devil's a little dumb. When I mean a little, I mean a lot. Okay? And he thinks that if he can deceive you and convince you that you're nothing because look what you did, but you've got to remind him and be like, look what I did. I accepted Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior, and then look what Jesus did. He kicked your butt, devil. You're defeated, buddy. Over 2,000 years ago, let me refresh your memory. You know, think about this. You thought you had Jesus beat when he died on the cross, and he went down to hell to visit you. But what did he do? He wrecked your house. Scripture says that he actually snatched the key of death and hell right from your hands, gave you the smackdown and the beating of a lifetime, and he made a show of you in three realms as well, in hell, in heaven, and on earth, because he overcame the grave. So, Mr. Devil, you are defeated. So, yeah, you can whisper all these lies about me, and you can say all these things about me and try and convince me that I'm a failure because of what I did in my past. But I'm going to remind you of your future, buddy. You've already been defeated. You're going to stay defeated. And when Jesus comes back, you're going to have a lovely trip into a bottomless pit. You know? And see, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get bold a little bit. Because your past, well, it's still there. You know, the devil's trying to remind you. But you got to remind him on what happened to him and what's about to happen to him as well. Amen. I am preaching much better than what you're amen, and I guarantee it. Good or bad, we do not allow our past to control us. Good or bad, we do not allow our past to control us. Don't stay stuck in the past. Trust me, there's a lot of things this year or this past couple years we'd like to forget. You know? And dirty old Rona. All that full of lockdowns and mandates and all this stuff. If I don't ever hear of another mandate as long as I live or, you know, or lockdown, I'll be a happy camper, amen? So there's lots of stuff that you'd like to forget about with that. But like it says in Philippians, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things that are before. So come on, we need to stretch our hands out and start reaching out for those things that's before us. We got to start walking in faith and start stepping out and start going towards our future and seeing what's in store for me and you, because there's some great and mighty things that's going to happen here real soon. And like I said about how the devil's going to try and remind you, in Romans 8 chapter 1, look at that real quick. Romans chapter 8 verse 1, I should say, New Living says, So there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have to be condemning ourselves because of what we did. We don't have to be condemning ourselves about what we've done so long ago. Because those things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen? You're not of this world anymore. You've been transformed. Your mind is being renewed. And it's something that we continually do. But Romans 8:1, so there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. How many people here belong to Christ Jesus? Anybody? Well, let me tell you something. You have that conversation with the devil when he starts trying to remind you of your past and the silly things that you've done. Say, yeah, I made some mistakes. But you know what? Jesus took care of it. Amen? Jesus took care of that. Jesus washed it all away. You know? Jesus didn't just cover it up. You know? Jesus didn't just, you know, oh, we'll just hide it a little bit. It is gone. Jesus removed it. Blotted it out. Jesus' blood, when it was shed on the cross, it washed away the sin. You know? It's like shout. It got the spot out. All right? It got that out. You know? And that's true because sometimes you got to shout a little bit to get your victory. Sometimes you got to get a little excited. Amen? Oh, it makes me want to shout. Shout. Okay, sorry. Now, here's our third key. You ready for it? You're going to have a full set of keys after this. Number three, this is what we got to do about moving forward. We have to faith it. F-A-I-T-H, it. Faith it. What does that mean? Well, we got to learn to walk by faith and not by sight. It's so easy to walk by sight because, you know, that's what we like to do because that's comfortable. I can see what's before me. You know? I'm reminded of that Indiana Jones movie when they come across that big chasm. And then, you know, there's no way of getting across, but they got to get across. And all of a sudden, Indiana sticks out his foot and he steps out. And it looks like it's a void space, like there's nothing there. But what starts showing up is the next step and the next step, you know? And the next step. You know, to me that's crazy. But it was a good illustration of a Christian's life that, you know, we're looking from here to here. We want to get over here, but man, like, how do I do it? How do I get it? Well, we don't act on our sight. We don't act on our emotions. We don't act on feeling, but we act on faith. And so therefore, faith is telling us to get out and do it. Step out. Sometimes you got to step out. Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 38, 39. NLT, Kelsey. I know I put two up there, but let's do NLT. New Living, there it is. And my righteous ones will live by faith. How many righteous people do we have in here? 3.5. How many righteous people do we have in here? There we go, that's better. Here we go. And my righteous ones will live by faith. But I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. But we are not like those who turn away from God to their own destruction. We are the faithful ones whose souls will be saved. We do not walk by sight. We do not walk by sight. In the King James it says, now the just shall live by faith. In the New Living, and my righteous ones will live by faith. I don't know about you, but I much prefer, I know sometimes a little uncomfortable, but I much rather do what the Word of God says and then doing it on my own, because when I do it on my own, I tend to fail. And it doesn't work out always the best, you know, for me, and that's the case, you know. So my righteous ones will live by faith, or the just shall live by faith in New King James. And then turn over in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 5:7. And we know this scripture verse as well, but it's good to take another look at it again. 2 Corinthians 5:7. New King James. 7. 17 is too many. There we go. Easy one. For we walk by faith and... Let's say that together. 1, 2, 3. For we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, I'm so thankful that we don't have to walk by our sight, because if we went by everything that the news media said and that was said on the radio or on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or whatever, man, you'd go nuts. And I think a lot of the problem today is people are putting more trust and more faith in media stuff than they are in the Word of God. And what they end up doing is they end up magnifying the problem more than they do the solution to the problem, you know? The solution to the world's problem, his name is Jesus. But we like to look at everything else that's going on around us. And, you know, like, oh, boy, look, that's so bad. Look at the stuff that's happening. It's like we enjoy talking about the negative on times, you know? You're talking about people's like, oh, just look what's happened overseas there. I can't believe it, you know, just all those crazy wars that's happening and the famine and, you know, snowstorms and, you know, all these big storms that are happening. There's, oh, it's just so bad, you know. It's just so people going hungry. Banks are ready to fall apart. Oh, man. And then you talk yourself into, like, depression, you know? And, like, that's just before you go to work, you know? You're sitting there and you're scrolling through Facebook and you're seeing all the negative stuff that's going on. It's like, come on, give it a break now. Because let me tell you something. Yeah, we live on an earth with a curse and there are bad things happening. But you see, let me tell you something. That gives us the opportunity to pray. And that gives us an opportunity to trust in the Lord. Amen? Every day is a faith step, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's a battle. It is. In Ephesians 6, we're told about our armor of God that we are supposed to put on. You know? And that's just not for our casual going out on town events. Well, that's an everyday attire is your full armor of God. We're supposed to put that on so you can withstand the wiles of the enemy, the attacks of the devil, the things that he's coming at you with. You got to put those things on. Amen? Put on the full armor of God so you can withstand. A lot of times we're like, nah, I'm not putting that on today. I'm just going to go with my spiritual flip-flops on. That should be good enough. You know? No, come on now. When we go out, especially this day and age, ladies and gentlemen, we need to make sure we are equipped and we are prepared. We need to make sure that we're faith in it. Every day we put our trust and our faith in God, you know? To send our kids to school, me and my wife, we pray over our kids every day. Amen? And we plead the blood of Jesus over them. You know, we thank the Lord that they are healed, healthy, and whole, and that they are protected, you know? We thank the Lord that he's got his angels around the school and around the teachers, you know? Every morning we get up and we drive our kids and we drop them off and we're driving that road. And we are praying with our kids. You know what? If a morning we might be a little later praying than our usual time, Allie will remind us because she'll put her two hands up. And she'll look at her sister and be like, huh? And she'll be telling us that we need to pray. She's 2 years old, you know? And every time we start praying, she puts her two hands up, and she is praying along with us. You know, that's her understanding, but she knows it's important at 2 years of age. Amen? See, that's exciting to me, knowing that my kids are learning. You know, and even if we don't, Timmy will pipe up, excuse me, is someone going to pray? You know, Tim will say, can we pray, please? Like, this is what Timmy will do, you know? And you look at Tim, you're like, man, Tim, you're a crazy child. What's going on? But I'm going to tell you, when it comes to the things of the Lord, he's in tune. He really is. He's a very sensitive soul. And he likes prayer. He does. You know? So we pray over our children. And we trust in the Lord that he's going to look after them. You know? And he's going to be with them. And just not my kids, but whoever they come in contact with, the teachers, their friends at school, wherever they go. You know? You got to faith it. Like I said, especially this day and age. I mean, the world is crazy. Let's just face it. Let's call it as it is. The world is crazy. But as Christians, as believers, our job is to be positive influences in this world. Amen? Scripture tells us we are a light as a city on a hill. Also tells us that we're salt of the earth. You know? We're here to slow sin decay. We're here to slow down all the negativity that's going on. You know, we can't stop it because we live on an earth with a curse, but we can be influencers. And I'm not talking about these little guys on Instagram or on TikTok that they call influencers. I'm talking about kingdom influencers. You know, the ones that go out and people see a difference in your life. And I'm not talking about, you don't have to be preaching to people all the time, but they can be watching your life. They can be seeing how you conduct yourself and how you do business, the type of person that you are, your attitude, the way you treat people. That's influence. On Monday night, we weren't out preaching to people, but I'm going to tell you what, you look on Facebook and see the comments already that's showing up on the church posts because of the kids that showed up and the parents that showed up because they were blessed because of what took place here. You know, people are watching. People are taking notice. But it takes faith. Amen? It takes faith for us to act on this. Hallelujah. Lord, you're so good. We walk by faith and not by sight. And, you know, yes, the last little while has been a little different, but I am thankful now we are starting to get back into a good routine of normalcy, we'll call it. We got different events happening. It's good to see people coming back out around. We're doing our events. We're doing our concerts. You know, our groups are back up and running. People are hanging out. People are hugging one another and high-fiving one another. You know, there's great things happening. And I believe that God has even greater plans in store for each and every one of us coming up. Jeremiah 29:11 even states it. Turn over there, Kelsey. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Nowhere does it say that, no, plans aren't that great, you're doomed. Sorry. No. It says, for I know the plans I have for you. The Lord knows you. He knows your life. They are plans for good and not for disaster. God's plans, God's way is a much better way than what we could ever imagine. Because there's calamity, it's not because of God. God gets blamed for a lot of stuff that he has nothing to do with. You know, we live on an earth with a curse. I already mentioned that. And people have free will and people do certain things. And, you know, it is just nasty around here. And people can fall into traps. And people can, you know, there's consequences to certain things. But see, when we hold fast to God, for the plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Guys, you got a bright future ahead of you. So keep moving forward. Keep striving to reach out, to do more. Come on, reap the benefits of the good things that God has for me and you. We don't want to stay in one place. We want to continue to grow and move forward. And just a quick recap, what should we do? What are the three keys? Well, we need to forgive, we need to forget, and we need to faith it. We need to forgive, forget, and faith it. And if you have those things operating in your life, I guarantee you, you're going to see some serious movement in the right direction in your life. And you're going to start reaping the benefits. Glory to God. Amen. Everyone stand on your feet tonight. Didn't want to keep you too long, but hopefully you got something out of that. Everyone stand on your feet all across this auditorium, wherever you're watching from. You might be saying, well, Pastor Steve, you're absolutely crazy, but what you said makes a little bit of sense. Well, let me tell you something. God's plans are good plans. God's ways are higher than what we can even imagine. And if we stop and we slow down and we yield to him, he's going to speed us up the way that we need to speed up, and he'll accelerate our growth the way that it needs to be. And you'll see increase, you'll see benefits, you'll see blessings, you'll see victories in your life that you never thought possible. Many people today are dealing with things in their life that they have no business dealing with. Jesus already took care of it so many years ago when he died on the cross. It's time for us to forget about the past, forgive those that come against us and said things. And it's time for us to have faith in God, in his word, trust in him, and fully rely on what he says. Put ourselves aside and put God first. And you'll see the benefits. You'll reap the rewards, amen? With every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around here. Don't ever like to close a service without doing this, but if you're in this place and you need to get back on track with the Father. You might have walked away for a little bit. You might be struggling with some things in your life. You might be holding on to unforgiveness. You're having trouble with your identity or trying to forget about the past, or the devil's been messing with you and it just seemed like it's a heavy, heavy burden. Guys, God's got you. He's never left. Scripture says He'll never leave you nor forsake you. We're the ones that move away from Him. And if you're in this place tonight, or if you're watching online and you need to make things right with God, I don't want to embarrass you or nothing, but I want you to make a bold statement this evening. If you're in this place tonight and you need to get back on track with God, just slip up your hand real quick if that's you. If you need to get back on track with the Father, you need to make sure that you're A-okay with Him. Every head bowed, every eye closed, nobody looking around. If that's you, thank you for the hand. Thank you, thank you. His hand's going up all around this building. Thank you. Amen, amen, amen. With everyone with their head still bowed, eyes still closed, I'm going to say a prayer, and we're going to pray it together, and we're going to corporately pray this prayer, and we're going to rededicate our lives to Jesus tonight. So everyone within the sound of my voice, repeat after me. Say, Jesus, tonight I choose You as my Lord and Savior. I commit myself to You tonight, 110%. Father, tonight I choose to forgive, to forget, and to have faith in You. I put away my own ideas, my own ways, and I choose to follow You. Trust in Your word and in Your ways. I want to move forward in You, Father. I want to reap the benefits of following You. I commit my life to You. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's just give Him the glory and the praise tonight. Come on, all across this place, let's just thank Him for His goodness, for how good He is. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Lord, You're so good. Father, we trust in You. We rely on You. Father, I choose to forgive. I choose to forget. And I choose to have faith in You tonight. Wholeheartedly. Have Your way. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, guys, hopefully you got something out of that tonight. If you prayed that prayer and, you know, you meant it for the first time or whatever, and we have some materials that we want to give to you, so you can come see me right after service. I got something for you. But, guys, we love you. We'll see you back here on Sunday morning. God bless and have a wonderful evening.